Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier is here. Jim is a management consulting specializing in management and leadership training, director of training for the Joe Barker Strategic Exploration Tools organization, and he's been a great member of our brain trust over the last several years. He's our good friend Jim Schreier. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
It's great to have you back. We're doing great. Hey, Jim, the one of the things that we've all observed, and when we try to pull back and focus a little bit on the big picture, is a lot of the things that we've had to do to make adjustments for the pandemic weren't so much aberrations or things that we had to scotch up and then we'll throw away, as much as they were accelerating things that we were going to be doing anyway over the next 5 years. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. It definitely, you used a good word there, accelerated the things that we might have been dreaming about, thinking about, saying, well, I wish we could do this, for example, in the tech side of things or with our website.
It wasn't something we thought of, even if it was imposed on us, we were going to have a few years to integrate it.
Yes. Yeah. And what's interesting now is it's coming from everywhere because laws and regulations are changing even faster. And it's like, okay, now what do I need to do to dance? What do I need to do to move? Because now I've got to meet this new requirement. You've seen in some of the major cities and elsewhere, you've seen the rules regarding the limits of what business you can do change week to week.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you adjust to that?
Yeah, how do you adjust to the little demagogue governors and mayors out there that thought they wanted to boss everybody around? That's another thing. I'll stop the politics. But seriously, one thing we know about small businesses: if you survive, you have to learn how to move. You have to learn how to adjust. And what you may be good at adjusting, you may be ahead of it, or you may be behind it, but if you survive, you find a way to get there, right?
Yes, I think so. And one of the things I mentioned, and one of the reasons I like to discuss this topic and wanted to even get your opinion on it, is I think this is often a bigger challenge for smaller businesses than it is for larger businesses.
And you're talking about the agility thing, right?
Yeah, the ability to adjust. They don't have the... They don't have the resources. They don't have the staff. They don't have the young kid that's there that can suddenly jump in and do some social media stuff.
Well, it's just like one thing that's been said to me over the last several years. I need to speak to your tech person, and I've said you're speaking to him. I'm halfway teasing. But in some ways, I'm not teasing, right? Because ultimately, I'm the guy making the final decision. But still, there's so many things that we have to do that we're the guy, we're the lady, we're doing it. And
absolutely.
So agility is what we have to. I think what we have to do in small business is try to make sure that what we're doing is being agile and not being frenetic. Not being disconnected, not being all over the place. There's a difference in being agile and not knowing where you're going. What do you think?
Absolutely, I think that's a great point. That's where I think organizations need to think about what they're doing and not just be reacting. But the other thing, there's another good flip side to that, and that's the fact that, and I've seen a lot of this with the pandemic, with small businesses, they think that the first change they make to adapt is going to be enough to last.
The last one, yeah, and I'll be able to dine out on this for 5 years.
And that's not agile either.
That's right.
They're going to have to change.
It's not accurate. Right. It is.
You know, I live up here in the north where it's cold and snowing right now, and we had restaurants that did a lot of great stuff adjusting to takeout, adjusting to outdoor dining during the summer, and it worked very great. But guess what? You can't do outdoor dining right now.
Right.
It's too cold. Now, some places have adjusted and built yurts outside their businesses, and but you've got it. You can't
tell them what a yurt is. A lot of people don't know what a yurt is because they don't live in the north. What's a yurt?
It's an
igloo.
A wooden cabin in some cases. Yeah, it's a tent. It's an enclosure. This one restaurant that I am very familiar with has built some wooden ones. They've got some canvas ones.
But if it's a yurt, is it really indoors? That's the question. You know, it sounds to me like it's not really indoors anymore. Anyway.
No, it's outdoors and it's heated. there's a fire pit in it.
So what do we do? How do we get agile? How do we know when we're being agile and not being, you know, reacting too much?
Well, in the information that we shared to prepare for this a little bit, it talked about three things, and I think the first one is probably the most important one. You've got to be talking to and listening to your people.
Yeah.
And if that's in a small business, even if there's only two or three people, it means taking some time to listen to what those people are saying and what their ideas are. Because we all know that in almost every successful business, it's not the ideas coming from just one person. Maybe that person had the initial vision, maybe that person had the initial idea for the business, but the minute he or she got other people involved, they started thinking about the success of the business too. And listening to the people, what their concerns are, by the way, they're often the ones that are in contact with the customers too.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes into play as well.
Jim, I need a website, please.
Farcliffs, FARCLIFFS.com.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about how to prioritize some of these things. I want to talk about where I know that the answer to your agility question is. And we're going to talk about that. Now, I can tell you exactly where to go to get the answer to your agility question so you can be agile and successful. I'll do that after the break, 20 after. Right back with Jim Schreier. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.